This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, which legalized abortion in the United States, tens of thousands of pro-lifers have gathered on the National Mall for the annual March for Life. President of the March for Life, Gene Mancini, says this year's observance is coming as there's a new Attorney General nominee in William Barr, and she says she's hoping he'll take a closer look at allegations against Planned Parenthood.
Of course, there's this ongoing investigation into Planned Parenthood and the trafficking of little hearts, little lungs, little livers of babies who are developing, and the Justice Department hasn't brought that to fruition yet, and we're very hopeful that this new nominee will look into that.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with a top North Korean envoy at the State Department today, apparently planning the second summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
A report from BuzzFeed claims that President Trump told his former lawyer to lie to Congress, saying that talks to build a Trump Tower in Moscow ended before they actually did. BuzzFeed News' Anthony Cormier worked on the story.
He has said again, on the campaign trail that he has nothing, no business with Russia, nothing to see here. But in fact, behind the scenes, he was encouraging Mr. Cohen to set up a meeting overseas in Russia with Vladimir Putin.
The White House denies the report. Northern New England could get over 3 feet of snow this weekend as a powerful storm is moving from the Midwest to the East Coast. The storm will move into the Northeast tomorrow into Sunday and could bring 30 inches of snow to parts of Pennsylvania and New York as well. Police in Arizona say a suspect shot by a deputy near Phoenix earlier this month may have been acting on behalf of ISIS. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A strike continues, but so do the negotiations between the L.A. Unified School District and the union representing its 30,000 teachers. In fact, the union president, Alex Caputo-Pearl, says the bargaining, which resumed yesterday, is probably going to continue through the weekend.
An agreement is not going to take shape overnight. It's not going to be a quick and easy process.
A coalition of 31 sheriffs along the U.S.-Mexico border is saying the idea of a wall as the only solution to an immigration problem is misguided. The sheriffs from California to Texas say in a letter there are places where physical barriers make sense, but the best solution is turning to more technology and human resources to make the border more secure. The head of Alabama's prisons wants to completely overhaul that state's badly overcrowded prison system, proposing 3 mega prisons Alabama has the worst prison suicide rates in the country. And this news just coming into USA Radio News, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has canceled her plans to take a commercial flight to Afghanistan. A statement from her office released moments ago is blaming President Trump for leaking details of the trip to visit U.S. troops, as Afghanistan, of course, is a war zone, and U.S. officials seldom reveal details of planned trips because of security concerns. Trump cited the partial government shutdown and canceled her use of a jet yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there waiting for you. Sidney Powell is going to be here in just a moment. Sidney, of course, the attorney and author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. She's a senior fellow of the London Center for Policy Research and senior policy advisor for America First. Lots to talk about with Sidney as soon as we're able to connect with her. And meanwhile, you know, all the controversy continues, you know, in the, you know, in our legislature, in the legislative body, certainly at utmost is this the partial government shutdown that continues. I mean, it's interesting how they're counting it, by the way. Have you noticed? I mean, the days seem to fluctuate by a day or two. Some are reporting the 25th day, some 24th. You know, we know it started on December the 22nd, so when you count the days there, you know, I don't know why there's a deviation, but you know, I don't know. Maybe sometimes the politicians deal with an extra date that we don't deal with. You know, I don't know. It just makes it all interesting and charming, but regardless, you know, the fact of the matter is that it's getting to be felt rather tough. In fact, it was reported again, I think Susan Collins said that she would talk to somebody and, you know, real life is somebody, you know, people are starting to take loans out for their mortgages as, you know, paychecks are being missed. And meanwhile, I would continue to encourage you to make a phone call, you know, to your legislator. I mean, there's you know, this is kind of quite interesting. I mean, in some cases, you know, one Democrat reported that the preponderance of phone calls was for people to for the legislator to, you know, to negotiate with the president. This is a Democratic legislator. And to negotiate with the president, I mean, it was overwhelming how many people were for as opposed to against. You know, the polling would suggest that we're split somewhat down the middle, that we still have you know, an equal divide of people that want the border wall and you know, border security versus others that don't. I got to tell you, my first question, in fact, I had a conversation last night. I said, help me understand, you know, your position on this. And sadly, in many cases, it comes down to this animus toward President Trump. It's not, it's just not, you know, it's just not quite working, you know. I mean, they're not, you know, connecting here appropriately, and where they can have a conversation because of their animus towards Donald Trump. And it's just, you know, it's just so ridiculous that that's what we're dealing with, as opposed to running this country and doing the people's business, you know. But you know, this is the kind of stuff that the Beltway gives us, and is it any wonder that people are frustrated with the lack of functionality of the you know, of the government? So you know, I feel for what these people are having to deal with. I mean, nobody wants to have any doubt about money coming in and being able to pay bills, but you know, the Democrats in a way have brought this upon themselves, because they have negotiated in the past in a way that's not worthy of negotiating. You know, you negotiate, you keep your promises, and you know, these are promises that haven't been kept. And this is why America is really fixed behind this president. Say, get the wall. Do not cave into them, because they have time and again have promised to do something and didn't do it. At least this time, Nancy Pelosi was honest when the president asked her, would you be willing, if I agreed to reopen the government, would you be willing to have a discussion in 30 days? She said, no. Well, okay, we'll end the negotiation. So clearly this is you know, something that happens at the top, even with all these other sub-meetings that are taking place. Joe Manchin had said, look, this is getting frustrating. I'm sitting around, I'm not even sure what we're accomplishing here, because they're not the decision makers. You need to have the decision makers there. There's plenty of ideas on how to, you know, come to a compromise, but you know, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, they're not interested in it. They feel like if they compromise in any way, if they agree to anything with Donald Trump, that it will, it's going to sell them out. As much as it is for Donald Trump, if he was to sign anything and agree to Democratic terms, and the Democrats could spike the ball and say, hey, we won, you know, we got all the points on the board, Republicans, and oh, that Donald Trump especially got zero, then, you know, it's high five all around. You know, so this is the situation that we're in right now, and what will it take? It's going to take a lot more, you know, coercing, I would say, and phone calls, you know, by, as I say, the silent majority, making phone calls to the legislators, and especially to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, to let them know overwhelmingly that this is what you support. That's what's going to, you know, break this loggerhead, not these other subcommittees and ideas that come up, say, okay, well, let's go ahead and approve the you know, the agencies and the money for these other other agencies that are non-related to the border. Let's do that. Well, again, without the promise that they will eventually deal with the problem, because this has been kicked down the road, you know, for decades. I mean, this is why we're here. And you have Donald Trump now fixed in such a way to saying, okay, enough of this stuff on behalf of the people and behalf of the angel families who have lost loved ones because of government refusing to do their job. You know, we're going to take this on. This is unacceptable. And his base is solid behind him. Now, are there some, you know, chinks happening and weakenings happening in the lines of the Republicans just as much as there are in the Democrats? Of course, the mainstream media wants to talk about all the Republican weak knees that are knocking. But Democrats' knees are knocking as well. They know this is silly. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's like, look at, you know, life and government is about compromise. And you've got to come together to stubbornly say, hey, I'm not going to do something here. You know, what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are doing, I mean, they might be winning some battles and convincing some people this is the way to go because of their, you know, their animus again toward Donald Trump. But the fact of the matter is that you elected them into office to be about the people's business. The people's business is not shutting down the government. And whether or not you want to blame Trump, or, you know, now, you know, it's in some polls, there's equal responsibility between the two of them. Regardless, you know, something is not happening here. And you know, certainly what's not happening is people are not coming together earnestly to resolve this problem. Certainly, it's easy, and most people will say, even as you know, the group of people I was with last night said, this is pretty academic, it's pretty simple. I think so. Yeah, it is. I mean, considering the kind of money we're talking about and the kind of money this government spends, I mean, this is really, you know, for all the wackiness and disruption that's being created by this all, again, this is a demonstration of poor leadership, and it is on full display. And I know some of you want to blame it, blame Trump. That's okay, but it takes two to tango here, and we need both parties coming together. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We've got more coming.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the waste the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour's promise, Sidney Powell joins us, attorney, author of License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, and senior fellow at the London Center for Policy Research and a senior policy advisor for America First. Sidney, how you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific now that we're connected and talking here.
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no. Hey, it's been weird. I mean, you know, sometimes these phone calls, I mean, you know, we make calls and sometimes they just don't match up for no apparent reason. And, you know, our guests are saying, well, I'm sitting here waiting and the phone's not ringing. And you go, okay, well, you know, maybe it's all part of the partial government shutdown. Maybe, you know, phones not working are part of the dysfunction that's happening right now.
In my case, it's usually what's called operator error.
Is that what it is? Well, anyway, I'm glad that we've got connected here. Over the weekend, a lot of uproar over this anti-Trump secret, I guess you can call it, anti-Trump FBI probe that was unearthed. Suddenly we find out the president was investigated right on the heels of the firing of James Comey. What did you make of all that?
That there was really nothing new there. I mean, they have generated this crap from the beginning. I think it started in 2015, frankly, when he rode down the escalator.
Right.
Because Comey, according to the FISA court decision, had given illegal access to raw FISA information, raw NSA data, to three private contractors as early as 2015. And I think they were mining it for political opposition research, and they started putting together crap for the Steele dossier way back then on incoming President Trump and anybody else they wanted, probably. Mm-hmm. And then it just grew and grew and grew. It was run like a counter-intel operation until it became a fully targeted and weaponized operation against the incoming president and then the president. And
right.
It just grew and became more targeted as it went along.
Uh-huh. And when you talk about
officially open it as a case after
right.
Comey was fired and McCabe was the director.
Right, which is just so weird because you got Rosenstein, you know, writing the letter of, you know, endorsing the firing of Comey. But before we get there, Sidney, you touched on something, and I want to, you know, get back to this one point, and that is that when you consider collusion, I mean, you know, the FBI is in deep here, but also you got to look at the tentacles coming from the White House. I mean, this wasn't done without the White House, you know, compliance and certainly their participation, because they added to the confusion with some of the things that they did, too, right?
Oh, yeah, and all you have to do is go back and look at Comey's memo to himself, you know, when he went and met with Obama and Susan Rice, I think, and Sally Yates and Brennan and Clapper at the White House on January 6th before he went to brief incoming President Trump, President-elect Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what set the stage for them to, he set the hook, the news hook, by that briefing for them to blow up the Steele dossier in the media and then explode the whole Russia collusion narrative even more in the media. It was all orchestrated with the knowledge of the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you know, that is being tamped down extensively. We can't mention Barack Obama's hands all over this, in a stroke and page to have these assurances that, you know, they had an insurance card in play. I think
Mueller was the insurance policy they were talking about. I think Mueller is the insurance policy they were talking about. The whole Mueller investigation is the insurance policy because it's all part of the cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
They had to have that to cover up what they had done with the Hillary investigation, which was also to cover up what Barack Obama had been doing because he was emailing Hillary using an alias on her super secret server.
Right.
And that means that Mueller was too when he was head of the FBI, because he was head of the FBI when all that Uranium One stuff was going on with Hillary. And that's part of why they had to have the secret server.
Right.
They're all in it up to their eyeballs.
Yeah, and here it is, in order to hide and obfuscate all this, they're costing the American people over $30 million and counting. And now here we are seemingly at the end of this probe, and we're waiting for a report. And we're already being conditioned to think of or consider that, wait a minute, don't get your expectations high. It's like they're trying to manage expectations, especially for those on the left that are just looking for Trump's blood.
Exactly.
So
even as Stroke mentioned in his text message, he knew there was no there because they'd made it all up.
Exactly, and here they are. They've put us all throughout that dance. I mean, again, this is what drives us all nuts, Sydney, is that people in our government continue to do these kind of things with impunity. I mean, there's no accountability. Robert Mueller will go off into the sunset temporarily only to return again, because this has been his SOP. Time and again, he comes in when something needs to be obstructed or delayed or blocked or confused. He seems to be in the middle of all this, whether it has to do with Whitey Bulger. You mentioned the Uranium One deal. I mean, after all, he was the one that took the sample to Russia, to make sure, I guess, they could smell it out and say, yeah, this is legit and we're going forward. Time and again, 9/11, some of the things that, the Democrats continue to put us in a position to where we end up as, conspiracy nuts. And they're the ones that are hiding and colluding, to confuse the issue.
Well, this has been the most egregious abuse of power, I think, probably in the history of the republic, and the most massive cover-up operation in the history of the republic. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Mueller is square in the middle of it.
Sydney, how do we get on the other side, out of darkness into light in this whole deal? I mean, what Donald Trump has exposed in the deep state and calling it out, I mean, it appears so layered and so well entrenched that, it's almost like you've opened the body and you see that the cancer has metastasized to such a degree. And we're talking in the Justice Department, of course, and you wrote about this extensively in your book, License to Lie, and the corruption of the Department of Justice. This seems so deep and overwhelming. I don't know if the people have the wherewithal to really take this on. I mean, with William Barr coming in, it's like are we just getting more of the same? Just a different face, but the paradigm has been so established in the Department of Justice. Is he going to be the one to put on his, Fanner 50 pistols and do something and clean up the Justice Department?
Well, people tell me that he is a very good man. The only thing that worries me is he's also a very good friend of Bob Mueller.
Yes.
And how that's going to work out, I do not know, because we need somebody who's willing to take a very hard look at what Bob Mueller's role in all of this has been, including going back to Bob Mueller communicating with Hillary on our secret server and his role in the Uranium One transactions.
Well, like you say, it's a matter of courage and also perspective
integrity.
Here. Yeah, in integrity. I mean, is he sold out to integrity, or is he sold out to, the narrative within the Justice Department? So we've got to protect the integrity of the justice. Well, the Justice Department lacks integrity.
The Justice Department,
right.
And there's not going to be until, like you said, somebody opens up the body and takes out everything that has to be taken out, even if that means you've got to start over and rebuild it.
Well, this goes so deep, as you say, within the deep state, which is no doubt bipartisan. There are establishment types, lifetime bureaucrats, unelected officials who have found their way to run this government in the shadows. And they don't need a stinking vote, but they've got all this power. And are we the people, are we ready to take this on?
Well, we the people better be ready, and we need to demand that our elected officials and people on down the line be doing it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. This is not going to be for the faint of heart, as we've said before. Sydney Powell on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sydney. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, which legalized abortion in the United States, tens of thousands of pro-lifers have gathered on the National Mall for the annual March for Life. President of the March for Life, Jean Mancini, says this year's observance is coming as there's a new Attorney General nominee in William Barr, and she says she's hoping he'll take a closer look at allegations against Planned Parenthood.
Of course, there's this ongoing investigation into Planned Parenthood and the trafficking of little hearts, little lungs, little livers of babies who are developing, and the Justice Department hasn't brought that to fruition yet, and we're very hopeful that this new nominee will look into that.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with a top North Korean envoy at the State Department today, apparently planning the second summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is Lou Euler time. Yes, you know what that means. Founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, happy new year. How you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing well, thank you, and I know that you sound like the new year is treating you very nicely.
Well, we've been very blessed, but I'll tell you, there are 800,000, which they identify as non-essential government employees that are having a rough time right now, and we definitely feel for them because of a lack of cooperation and legislators doing what they're supposed to do. You know, compromise, legislate, keep the government humming. But when you choose to be ornery, it causes pain to be, shared by all. And, for what President Trump is asking for here and what has been promised to him in the past, and I would say not only he, but other Republican presidents in the past, the Democrats have been known time and again to make promises, but they don't keep them. I guess that's okay. But when you have a president who actually, as you and I have discussed on many occasions, makes a promise and follows up on it, I guess that that's not consistent in their world.
No, and to retaliate with canceling the State of the Union message and other, that's just greasy kid stuff.
Yes, it really is.
Pelosi and Schumer should be ashamed of themselves, and you're absolutely right. We know that both Schumer, Pelosi, and many of the other Democrats have in the last decade voted for a barrier, whether it, you call it a wall or whatever,
right,
across the southern border. And now they are just digging in and using this as a, you know, just, it's so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking $5 billion, which is peanuts in the budget of the United States.
Of $4 trillion.
Yeah, to protect this. Huh?
Yeah. I mean, meanwhile, and especially in California, where you reside, I mean, how many deaths at the hands of illegal immigrants the California electorate been subjected to? How many angel families just there in the state alone? We know in every state across the country, there is one, at least one angel family that is suffering suffering child separation permanently because of these, because of the allowance of Democrats to incentivize illegal immigration. I mean, right now, we've got more migrations, more caravans en route. You know, Lou, I was looking at it the other day, and I thought, wait a minute, am I back in Florida looking at, you know, hurricanes? Because, you know, when you're in Florida, they show you, you know, 2-3 hurricanes out. I mean, it's getting to the point that here they are showing you, you know, I think there's two migrant caravans that are in the process heading to Mexico's northern border, our southern border. And meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi feels more comfortable being in Hawaii while the president is in the White House saying, let's talk.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. And if you need further evidence of the need for a firm border protection, it is exactly what you're focusing on. That is the formation of another of these convoys of humans out of Honduras, et cetera, this time larger. So there should be no reason that Pelosi and Schumer should claim that we don't need this kind of protection when the evidence is so abundant and clear.
Right. Well, Nancy Pelosi needs to get her feet out of the mud and start negotiating with those that are backing her in a corner that has exacerbated her stubbornness and her lack of reason over this. Real people, real Americans are suffering, and they're trying to turn this into some political ploy to let it lay at the feet of the President of the United States. But last time I checked, Congress's approval rating much lower than Donald Trump's, and I think at the end of the day, the longer that this goes on, and especially the longer that as this continues, it is exposing all the more, you know, the juvenile condition and perspective of the leadership of the Democrats. I mean, it's to the point that even the number two Democratic leader has said, "Hey, look at we can compromise. We can get there." Well, that's a breath of fresh air, because Nancy Pelosi's idea of compromise was, hey, we'll give you a dollar for the border wall.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the other dimension of all of this border stuff that is really irritating to me is that it avoids the evidence that is coming in daily as to the success of the really important things going on. The growth of our economy, job growth, the labor force expansion that has taken place. It's the largest since 2014. We are really doing very, very well. And to have these kinds of issues and this kind of backdoor gaming take front order is really against our national interest. And we've got to
without a doubt
and get on with the future of this nation. You bet. Well,
and the economists are saying, Lou, they're estimating if this goes on through March, it could mean a half a point of loss of GDP. Again, this president from day one has been fighting this fight with, people standing there, putting the stick in the spokes of forward momentum, doing everything they can to invalidate and discredit this president, who is trying to do the best he can to make America great again for everybody, whether it's Hispanics, blacks, I mean, in every sector and demography, you know, people are better off today than they were 2 years ago. And I guess the Democrats don't like that.
Yeah, that's absolutely. And then you get some of these crazy progressives just elected, this Ocasio-Cortez woman from New York, who's calling for a huge tax increase, a 70% tax rate on wealthy individuals. And again, what you have is a Keynesian response, a socialist response among people who, after you analyze what their policies would do, actually lose money, tax money, for the benefit of America, rather than what Trump and the Republicans have achieved through this wonderful tax reform achievement.
Well, AOC, Ocasio-Cortez, as you refer to, this is, again, it's exposure of where the Democratic Party is right now. America thought that they would give them a shot and see if they could help, and look what they've done. They're hindering the process all the more. America will pay for this, because we're losing some momentum here that the Trump administration has been able to jettison. And, voters beware, because 2020 is around the corner, but you would think it's like tomorrow the way they're acting.
Yes. and so you're right on target that let's emphasize the positive here. And of course, it would help if some of our Republican friends would gather together and really unite in opposition to what the Pelosi-Schumer axis are trying to do to America.
We ought to unite under American principles, not Republican or Democrat. It's what is good for America, all Americans. That's what we ought to unite under. But because of the partisanship and the gaming that's taking place, I mean, this is what we've got now. This is our government. You know, is the president, I mean, it's down to the point that is the president going to give a State of the Union address, or does he go to a local Burger King to do it instead of doing it there in the House or whatever it is? But I'll tell you, wherever Donald Trump goes, the cameras are going to be there. People are going to take note. He can do it anywhere. And Donald Trump is ornery enough to just take him on. Like I said, if it's at a Burger King, a Five Guys, or an In-N-Out, or a Chick-fil-A, or whatever, the cameras will be rolling, and he'll tell us the condition. And hopefully by then he can say that, better minds reigned, and we were able to get this government back on track, open and operating for the good of all Americans, including Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Lou Euler, is always an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for your time. Lou is the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Thank you, Lou.
Great to be with you.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154.
That's 800-596-2154.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Your emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
I'll tell you, you're talking and we're listening. That's what it's all about, you know, for you and, you know, of you, I guess we could say, because this is the People's Radio Show as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. After all, if you were in front of the microphone, this is what you would do on behalf of all of us. And by the way, all the interviews, you know, we bring on expert guests, entertainment figures for you. They're there at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. MartinezLive.com. Download, share them with your peeps, get them out there, and hey, look, at we're givers. That's what it's all about. We've got David Evans coming back. He's back on the show. Of course, David Evans is the director of Indivisible, the movie that we love so much, that got an A rating on CinemaScore. It's based on the true story of a resilient military family finding the faith and love to fight through hardships that threaten their marriage. Indivisible features Sarah Drew, Justin Brunning, Jason George, Tia Mowry, and Madeline Carroll. David, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, great. Thank you. Great to be on the show today.
Hey, just as a heads up, it is arriving on Blu-ray, DVD, digital. I know you've been waiting for it, ladies and gentlemen, on the 29th of this month. Bringing hope to all marriages, inspiring new film, Indivisible, sets their home entertainment release date. So next week you can have your very own copy of Indivisible to enjoy at home, your Bible fellowship groups, other family members that you would love to share the movie with. David, congratulations on the movie. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, it's been great.
Well, yeah, it has been exciting. And again, you know, one of the greatest things now is that, you know, folks, as you just mentioned, the Blu-ray DVD is coming out in a few days, January 29th. But now this movie can be seen on military bases and homes across the country. It's not always possible to get faith-based films in every theater, every multiplex across the nation, but we're just happy that now we can get the movie in the hands of anyone that wants to see it, and it's having such an impact on relationships and marriages, and we're so excited that God is using this story to bring healing to people that need to hear this story.
Well, this is a true story, right? As we know.
Absolutely. Definitely a story based on the life of a real chaplain, Darren Turner, and his wife, Heather. And it takes place when President Bush, around 2007, 2008, ordered a surge in the troops in Iraq. And Chaplain Darren Turner was the sole chaplain for about 1,000 troops, and seeing the struggles that he faces, not only as a chaplain, but leaving behind his family, as so many of our troops even today face. You know, we see the challenges really that our families face, marriages, unlike many of the films that focus on war and military. It really focuses on the relationships and the strains that are put on families during times of deployment. And then again, what's faced by our troops during that important reintegration process when they come back home.
Exactly. And just because of a chaplain, because you're a chaplain, doesn't mean that you are devoid of any bombs bursting in air. You're in a combat zone. And of course, this was the experience of Chaplain Turner while he was in country.
That's right. You know, God blessed us with some incredible sets for this film. It makes it so realistic when you recognize, as you said, there's danger all around you.
Mm-hmm.
There's the struggle that the spouses back home don't really know what their husband or wife is facing at any given time while they're in deployment. But then you have just the emotional conflict, whether it's the troops dealing with loss of life and you know, the various emotional elements that they're facing, but also, you know, the families back home. And when you have that missing family unit that's mm-hmm. gone for months and months at a time, you know, we really, I think, highlight all those different struggles in this 2-hour film.
Exactly. And especially, you know, for those of us, you know, about 99% of the country will not experience a combat zone, thank God, and have to dodge bullets or IEDs or, you know, RPGs, you know, go on down the list here. But, you know, you've got our soldiers, our sons and daughters out there dealing with life and death issues. And for some, certainly in this particular case, the story is a spiritual opportunity. And as I mentioned to you last time, David, and I was especially touched by Chaplain Turner giving out the challenge coins, Shield of Faith, reminding these soldiers that he would lead to Christ, that they had to put on their full armor every day. And I was encouraged to purchase these challenge coins, and I've been handing them out ever since the movie. So I'm a one man sandwich board advertisement for Indivisible in giving out these coins. I've given them out to priests, to pastors, to friends, people that I've run into that I just feel like God says, hey, they need a coin, and give them a coin. You know,
so important, and just having that coin in your pocket that says, you know, you are protected by the armor of God. And,
yes.
And just as you said, we've had other folks, similar situations around the country who say, I want that coin that I saw in the movie. And there's a link on our website, indivisiblemovie.com, where people can have access to one of those. And again, like you said, give it to someone who needs a bit of encouragement and a reminder that that armor of God is always there to protect you and your relationships and your spouse.
Well, we know that Chaplain Turner, as you said, was in a combat zone. He was in country. He experienced, combat, though he's a chaplain, and he's there. And so now he's got to reintegrate, coming back home to a family that he's been away from. And what he brings back is this sense of, you know, this question that he has of God. You know, was God really there? I mean, he lost some good men along the way, men that he had mentored and led to Christ, and he's going, you know, what is this all about? So there's a crisis of faith that the chaplain goes through, right?
Oh, absolutely, you know, and, you know, we all hear about these things that troops face, the emotional conflicts that they face, but when you see it happening to a chaplain, I kind of look at the chaplain as he's the pastor to the troops, and when you see how it can affect those individuals, you know, with the thousands of chaplains we have serving in our armed forces around the world today, it really makes you aware of how significant these emotional battles are that our troops face, both during deployment and when they come home. As Sarah Drew so vividly portrays as a as a military spouse, mm-hmm. the hardships that are faced, and again, the struggles with PTSD that our troops are facing.
Exactly.
When they come home, I feel like God gave us an incredible opportunity to share this story with people, because it is a true story. It is what our mm-hmm. what our families are facing every day.
And because of stories like this and movies like yours, David, America is increasing their understanding on PTSD. We never heard about it as kids growing up. We saw the effects of it, you know, alcoholism, depression. You know, here's these heroes who come back from war. And that generation is the early part of our generation was trained that big boys don't cry. So you got to hang in there. You got to be tough and hide all this stuff. But meanwhile, your insides are turning inside out, and you've got an inner implosion going on, trying to reconcile all that you've gone through. And again, with such a small percentage of Americans being in a combat zone, we've never experienced, you know, firsthand, you know, 99% probably at least of Americans never experienced firsthand being shot at, seeing our military friends die in combat. I mean, this is something that maybe you see on a DVD game or maybe another movie, but when you're there in country and it's your life and their life, this is a whole different story altogether, right?
That's so true. And I think just having this opportunity to have a movie that highlights those struggles, and also a movie that you can watch as a church group with your church family, with
exactly.
small group Sunday school class, removing the profanity and just some of the material that people might find offensive, you still see in a very realistic manner those struggles that are faced. And I think people can really embrace, maybe in a way they've never been able to before, these struggles that soldiers are facing, as you were just describing. Mm-hmm. I think it does present just a different point of view that we don't often see in films that focus on war and military. It's just so refreshing to have this opportunity to share with people what they're facing. Unlike, you know, like we said, there's movies like that many people remember, like Black Hawk Down and, mm-hmm. And Lone Survivor and things like that.
Right.
But it's not a movie you can show to your children or your feel comfortable showing it in a family setting or in a church setting. But that's one of the things that appealed to me so much, is we're telling this story through the eyes of a chaplain.
Yeah, and that with God there's redemption, and this is what happens to the Turner family. And I believe anybody else that is dealing with challenges to their marriage, they will be greatly encouraged. And of course, definitely want to take advantage of getting your hands on that on that prayer coin, the Full Armor of God coin. This is an absolute blessing, whether certainly you need to have one for yourself and have one to give away and just keep praying it and paying it forward.
Right.
Again, remind everybody, David, the release of the DVD in the coming days this month, right?
That's right. Yeah, January 29th. And, it's online, Amazon, Lifeway Christian Stores, Target, Walmart. Everyone will have the DVD. But I would recommend people get a copy soon in case there's a short supply.
Yes.
It's already a bestseller on Amazon. So we are praising God for that.
Amen. And go to indivisiblemovie.com for more information. David, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
God
David
God.
Evans
Thank
on
you.
Bill Martinez Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart